The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, you're listening to episode 26 of our Giants Insider Podcast. Today's guest is Mark Melancon, obviously the new Giants closer, the big piece of the offseason, probably the only significant piece of the offseason. I think that's every indication from the Giants is that they're just about done. You know, they're going to look for a little bit of depth. They'll look for some help in left field if they can find it. But for the most part, Melancon was the focus. And I think you'll hear and have heard in the interviews he's done and the stories that have been written about him why the Giants felt he was the right fit. And you'll hear why he felt the Giants were the right fit. So Mark Melancon is coming up. Like I mentioned, this is episode 26. I appreciate everybody who's been here since the beginning and everybody who has found us over the last few months. The one thing that all of you can do, whether you've been here since the beginning or somebody who maybe just discovered us in December, is subscribe on iTunes, subscribe wherever you listen to this podcast. That certainly helps us going forward, and this is going to be a big part of what we do going forward. So that would be a help. For now, here's the new closer, Mark Melancon. Mark, I think we know exactly why you were the right fit for them. Why was San Francisco the right fit for you?
Well, it was... You know, they're all about winning, and just being on the other side, you felt like they've always had something going on that's good. And coming here and visiting with the front office and talking to some of the guys that have played here and that currently play here, it was like, this is exactly what I'm looking for.
What were some exact impressions of being on the other side? You get to throw to Buster now. You have Brandon Crawford behind you, Joe Panik.
Right.
Obviously, a lineup full of veterans, a big rotation. What did you think facing these guys?
Oh, gosh, you have to bring your A game if you're facing the Giants. So being able to come on their side and be with them, it was beautiful.
You got a big recruiting process. Obviously, everybody talked about the big three closers. That the game has kind of shifted a little bit that way, the postseason did. What did you think of the whole recruiting process? And you have made it clear, and I think the Giants have too, that you guys seemed like pretty early on found a fit.
Yeah, we did. It was fun. It was a unique process. You know, I have never been through free agency before, but the Giants were really good in just the way they went about things and very positive. And, you know, like I said, they met all our needs and checked all the boxes that we had, and I couldn't be happier.
How generally aware were you of kind of the way their season went in the ninth inning and what, how big a need that was for these guys?
Well, you know, I was very aware of what happened and the need that they had, but, you know, not being on the team, you don't pay that much attention to it. So I was watching during the playoffs and all that.
You, one thing, you know, Bruce Bochy has mentioned, Bobby Evans says in every interview about you is the durability, something that really stuck out for them. Obviously, a pitcher in his 30s, it is a four-year deal, but they're confident that you've done what you need to do off the field. What kind of things do you do to make sure that you can make 70 appearances a year?
Right. Yeah, I'm glad that they're aware of that because that's something I work very diligently at, and I want my health to be at the top of, you know, at the most elite level that I can get it to. So it's something I'm very conscious of and I pay attention to and try to gain every edge I can with nutrition and sleep and, you know, the little sports science stuff that we have, it's really important. Those little things can add up over 162 games.
You've mentioned tracking your sleep, and I think the cryo chamber and blood
yeah.
testing. What other stuff do you do to make sure that you're on top of that?
Oh, there's a thing called Omega Wave. There's a heart rate monitor that you can that I've been wearing for past 3-4 years in game, so I can go back and look, you know, for the say the last 15 pitches what my heart rate's been, and maybe during a day game my heart rate's way higher than it typically is in a night game just because of the temperature. So those things you learn that, okay, we know it's a day game and we know that I need to be a lot more hydrated, I know, you know, my sleep's more important, or you know, you just balance out and you can kind of look ahead and make sure that you're on point.
The heart rate, I think you said a couple days ago, about 180 or something like that. You have
yeah.
it set so where you know exactly where you need to be?
Well, you can just track it through a graph mm-hmm. and you can see where you're at. It's pretty impressive.
In terms of other stuff off the field, I've heard you actually took the Pirates, I think one of their statistical analysts, to the All-Star game with you. That's something that seems like it's pretty important to you.
Yeah, it is. I just felt like it was a way to pay back. And you know, when that hard ground ball goes up the middle and somebody's standing there, you're thinking, okay, that just saved me a run. I appreciate that. With all the defensive shifts today, it's really important. And you see that those stat guys really come into play. They're an extension of the team. They're not out on the field, but they're in the clubhouse, and they're like I said, an extension of, they're the 26th man.
The Pirates are one of the first teams that was really on the next frontier of that. I know the Giants with Ron Botas have tried to be diligent about doing that. It sounds like you're one of the guys who was on board right away with shifting and positioning guys.
Yeah, I definitely am. You know, there's a lot of smart people out there, and if they can help us, why wouldn't we use that?
I'm going to take you back to the beginning of your career. You drafted by the Yankees, actually same draft class as George Contos. But he's talked a lot about Mariano Rivera and kind of being in the shadow there and just learning about being a relief pitcher. How much did that help you being in the same organization?
Oh, it changed my career for sure. I've learned so much, you know, not only from Mariano, a lot of veteran guys, but Mariano was definitely a key fixture. And just learning how he handled the situation that he's in, not only the ninth inning, but just being Mariano in New York, and just what a humble guy, you know, more so off the field than on the field. It's amazing. I've tried to take that temperament and kind of path throughout my career.
You're known as a cutter guy. That's yeah. obviously the pitch that made him a Hall of Famer. Did that have an impact on you early on?
It did. It sure did. When you can throw one pitch and be a Hall of Famer, you're doing something right. So I paid close attention. I would sit behind home plate in spring training and just watch. And then during the season in the bullpen, just listen and take note. And it was incredible, the education that I got while I was there.
I know certain guys have different grips and different ways that they like to throw it. Did you take a lot away from watching him and specifically the way he held the ball? Or?
Sure, yeah, yeah. I do a lot of similar things, yeah.
The fun stuff for you, the off-field stuff that we've heard about, the bucket list. What exactly is that process for you? I think you actually do have a bucket list, right?
Yeah, I do. It's framed. It's in our bathroom. My wife gave it to me as a wedding gift. She had the calligrapher write it up and frame it. And so it's literally in our bathroom, and we look at it all the time and, you know, try to plan out what are we going to get done. And because it is on paper and it's a goal and all that stuff, we've checked off probably 40-50% of it in 6 years. So
what are some of the things you guys have checked off?
Well, some of the neater things, biking down the most world's dangerous road in Bolivia, you know, great white shark diving, going to a NASCAR race, staying at a couple places, you know, some neat places that you never would think you'd stay at, going to Dubai, going on a Safari, and the list goes on and on. Manta ray diving in Hawaii. It's just, and there's a few items that we'll have to wait till after baseball.
Yeah, but, sure. Some things written into the contract that you can't
exactly.
Do.
But, you know, it's try to keep it safe, of course, but it's just a lot of fun. It's a way to kind of bring creativity and allow ourselves to go do things that you could easily say no to.
What do you have left that maybe you can do while you have this four-year deal or something that really jumps out to you as something you haven't been able to do yet, but right. You would like to do?
I know we can't do this, but go ski the Swiss Alps. Kentucky Derby's in May. We can't do that. But there's, sit backstage at a concert, you know, somebody that we... I'm drawing a blank on, we got to ride in a blimp. I mean, I would have never thought to seek that out, but because it was on the bucket list, we seeked it out and we got it done. I'm drawing a blank on some other things, but yeah, it's a long list of stuff.
I'm sure we could look at your contract and find all the things that they asked yeah. you not to do. I'll get you out of here on this one. You do have a four-year deal here. I know you came here in November and you've been here in the past as a player. Getting a chance today to kind of walk around the ballpark and meet the organization. What did that tell you about the decision you made?
It seems like everybody's been here for 20 years, and that's just such a positive sign. You know, people aren't looking to go. They're looking to come and stay, and just brings kind of a close-knit group for the whole organization. There's a lot of fluidity throughout, and it's really a good sign of a quality organization.
I know the Giants are very happy to have you and made you the priority, and sounds like you're equally happy to be here. Thank you for the time, and we look forward to watching you the next 4 years.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm really excited.
In the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.